No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
W-T-L.
It's time!
W-T-L.
I think we got a show.
Oh yeah, we got a show.
W-T-L.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, and this week I am not joined by Jabron, the Parlay Pounder. He's a little under the weather. It is mid-December, so we are getting into that time of the season. So get well, Jabron. Take some time off here, get right, and hopefully we can get you back on track for next week. But we aren't being left high and dry all the way across the board here. We are having the J.O. Jeremy Odom will return and give us his bottom five of the NFL, and he'll also have those bottom five bets to go along with that. And if you guys haven't checked out his podcast, just laugh with me. It's a good one. It's my dog walking a podcast. When I take the dog on a walk about a mile every morning, that's what I put on. So Jeremy, keep up the good work, and I can't wait to hear from you here in a couple segments. But first things first, it is bowl season, and we got a lot of fun ones here that we got to talk about. The Scooters Bowl, Scooters Coffee, Frisco Bowl, a company that started in Bellevue, Nebraska, is where Scooters Coffee was founded. But before we get on all the bowl madness, we have to talk about the Navy-Army game, the Midshipmen taking on the Black Knights. And this is kind of a spectacle, kind of wraps up college football every year. Just a fantastic show. I love it when ESPN gets out there and gives them the whole college game day, you know, service to the servicemen. It's just really cool to see. And both of these teams, you know, unlike some years past where they had some lean years, we'll say, you're looking at a Navy team who's 8-3, 7-4 against the spread. But Army, coming off an AAC championship stomping over the Green Wave of Tulane, they're 11-1, 8-3 against the spread. So you have two really good teams here, really competitive teams here. And it's interesting to note, the betting line opened up with Army, the Black Knights, as a 2.5-point favorite. Sharp money, that early money, couldn't get in fast enough to drive that line all the way up to 6.5. Army is now a 6.5-point favorite. I don't know. A lot of, you know, I get it. I understand it. You have Navy with some injuries, some key roles on offense. You also have them with the week off, though. Maybe they're getting healthy, you know, kind of like that bye week. But Army with just so much momentum coming off that championship, conference championship win. I think that's kind of fueling this a little bit. Because, yeah, it's not just sharp money. You had public money. Everybody was in on the Knights under a field goal, and that's what drove it up so high early on there. What I'm hearing a lot of chatter about is that total. It's been well documented that both these teams have not gone over 38 since 2013. Not a lot of points. Not a lot of points being scored there between these two teams. And you see why. You know, they're tense early on. There's a lot of production going on. So I can see everyone being tight. And it's a run-heavy offense traditionally. But let me tell you right here, right now on Where's the Line, these two offenses are so much better than years past. Army, their quarterback, Horvath, he's about a 1,000 guy. He leads the team in rushing. He leads the team in passing. Excuse me, Navy. I said Army there. But Daly, Daly, the quarterback for Army, he has 887 yards passing, 1,480 yards. So you could easily say he's about a 1,000 type of a character as well at quarterback. So you're having two dual threat quarterbacks squaring off in this one. And both of them can move the ball through the air. Obviously, Navy just a little bit better, maybe has the edge moving the ball through the air over Army. But Army's just so efficient, as they always are, with that ground game. And you got to be impressed with their win over Tulane. I just think 6.5 is too much. Give me Navy. Give me Navy in the cover, in a close one. That total, you're getting it at 37.5 earlier this week. And once again, it shot all the way up to 40. I'm seeing on some books 39.5, a consensus line. I could see this going under. A lot of people that I'm talking to that I follow online have the under. They still feel good about that under. Yeah, it's being bet up too much for me. I like the 37.5, 40, too much. I would lean towards the under. I think your best bet on this one is Navy covering, because it's going to be closer than 6.5. All righty, well, let's get into those bowl matchups here. December 17th, that's on a Tuesday. We're going to start with the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl, and that's going to feature Memphis versus West Virginia. West Virginia, boy, they've been in the news a lot lately. Rich Rod just got signed late yesterday. So he's going back to West Virginia, where he had an awful lot of success. Now this one, I got to pull up some numbers here because this is crazy. West Virginia opened up as a 3.5-point favorite, more than a field goal favorite over the Memphis Tigers. Since that time, right now, West Virginia is a 4.5-point dog, more than a total flip. We're not just talking about, oh, it's a toss-up and there was a 1-point favorite, now the other team's a 2-point favorite. No, it went from 3.5, West Virginia being your favorite, to the Memphis Tigers being a 4.5-point favorite. Here's why. West Virginia fired their coach. They were scrambling to find a guy. Did just sign Rich Rod, but you also got a number of players. I also had that pulled up here. Number of players have already entered the portal transfer portal, for West Virginia, or they're sending out cryptic things on X saying they're about to. Trotter, one of their leading tacklers, linebacker, he's entering the portal. Cornerback TJ Crandall, appeared in 11 games. He entered the portal. So did Collins. He's a safety, but he didn't play much. But point being, and it's still there, that West Virginia is just in so much flux. It's a little bit, ship's been righted just a little bit here with Rich Rod agreeing to come on back to coach the Mountaineers. But the Mountaineers are 6-6. Yes, I get it. They're out of the Big 12. But the Memphis Tigers are actually ranked now. They cracked the top 25 in the AAC from the AAC conference, and they are 10-2 on the season. once again, I love where this was earlier. It was a no-brainer to take West Virginia, not being able to cover that 3.5. But now they're actually catching 4.5 points. That might be a little too much, especially now that Rich Rod's back. I think that bodes a lot of confidence. A lot of those players that were teetering, saying, oh, I might leave, I might go somewhere, I think they're going to stay at West Virginia. Would not be surprised if Memphis wins this game. Wouldn't have been surprised anyway. They're a good ball club. But now that there is a little stability at West Virginia, I don't know if Memphis can cover that 4.5. Would like to see that under a field goal. That's just such a dramatic swing. I get it. I understand it. But I'm going to have to take West Virginia here on the kind of a reverse cover. If I would have had this earlier in the week, totally would have took the Tigers with the cover. That's not how I'm feeling as of right now. Let's look at that total. 58.5. That's what it opened at. It hasn't moved. That's pretty interesting with with your point spread and your money lines, with a dramatic move and then no movement whatsoever with that total. You don't always see that, and you understand why. Memphis has been a scoring machine. Put up 53 against UAB, 34 against Tulane, who has a decent enough defense. All in a win, by the way. Lost a shootout against U.S. San Antonio, University of Texas San Antonio, 44-36. So even in their losses, they're putting up some major points here. And West Virginia's, man, they have been up and down. You know, they score 31 against Cincinnati, but then they come back around and score only 15 against Texas Tech. Is that a And now you're seeing so many of these guys, you know, teetering back and forth. Maybe they don't like Rich Rod. Maybe Rich Rod is going to go in there and clean house like Deion. Maybe he's kind of playing it close to the vest here until we actually get into the offseason. So I'm still not sold that all these players will suit up for West Virginia. They're just in such. So what I'm getting at is I don't have a lot of faith in that offense. So if I had a lean, I would probably look at the under. However, my best bet is West Virginia to cover. All righty. Well, let's see here. We're getting close to being up against it, but like I always do, we got to take a minute to recognize our fabulous partners over there at the Nebraska Brewing Company. I talk about this beer quite often because it's, quite frankly, one of my favorites. That's the Eos. It's their Hefeweizen. It's one of their core series beers. You can get it in that 12-pack, you know, that has, you know, four different beers, four beers, three flavors, and this is one of them. A Bavarian wheat beer. It's light. It's not overwhelming. Has just those subtle notes of vanilla and nutmeg. Nebraska Brewing Company, world class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. Told you we're up against it. That was the horn. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days, on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.
Everybody to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, and I'm going solo this week for the first time. Well, I can't say solo because we do have Jeremy Odom coming back with his bottom five, the NFL here. We're going to get to that segment here in a minute, and his bottom five bets. I love those bottom five bets that go along with the NFL's bottom five teams, according to the JO, And if you haven't caught his podcast, Laugh With Me, you got to do it. It's pretty funny. He's getting some really good comedians, some good guests on here lately. So go check out the J.O. from Nebraska over on X if you haven't already. But we're talking bowl season, and there's one that I just thought it just fit too well. We had to talk about it here, and that is the L.A. Bowl. And it is hosted by Gronk. That's right. Rob Gronkowski will serve as the official host to the bowl game. It's on the logo, everything you read about the L.A. Bowl. It has Gronk pasted all over it, and he's a fun guy, loves to party. And he also is one of the talking heads over at FanDuel. So he also has his toes, you know, dipped in the sports betting world of entertainment purposes anyway. And this should be a fun matchup. You got the ACC, Cal, ACC, taking on UNLV of the Mountain West. Cal had some real highs this year and some lows as well. Their high would have to be that huge win over rival Stanford, where they had to go like 98 yards, game-winning drive, all on the line as time ran out. They get it. Huge, huge celebration, all those type of things. But then they kind of went cold at the end of the year, even lost to Florida State. Even lost to Florida State down the stretch there, 14-9. Yeah, lost four in a row in the middle of the season there. And then the way they actually ended the season, got smacked, just smacked by SMU. And, of course, SMU is in the college football playoff over Alabama. Don't know how y'all feel about that. I'm kind of happy to see it. Let somebody else get in there. And you are what your record says you are, right? Let's get into the betting lines here, because on the surface, you're thinking, okay, a Power 5 versus, you know, a Mountain West school, you know, what are we looking at here? Well, you're looking at Cal open up as a 1.5-point favorite. Now, it's only been bet up a point. They're a 2-point favorite over UNLV. UNLV is 10-3, okay? And they're ranked. They're ranked 24th in the nation. I think the wrong team's favored here for a couple of reasons, and I'll get into it. But I think UNLV is going to win outright. That money line sitting at a plus 105 right now for the running Rebels. Here's why. And it's just the state of college football. So 3 days ago, star quarterback Fernando Mendoza, I mean, this guy had over 3,000 yards passing for Cal. A couple of games he led the team in rushing. This dude was fire. Had a real emotional speech that really got a lot of attention after that, come from behind, win over their rival Stanford. But he came out 3 or 4 days ago and said, oh, I'm staying. I am a Bear all the way. Love the culture. Love the coaches. Then yesterday he came out and said, and I'll quote him here, for the sake of my football future, I'm entering the portal. So now Cal is without their starting quarterback, and it gets worse. Their backup quarterback had a leg injury in their last game against SMU, where they just got throttled. So now you have their third string quarterback splitting reps with a freshman in practice. Coach is beside himself here. He doesn't know what to do. I just don't think the Lions caught up to this news yet. I would get in on it as soon as I can. UNLV might have been the pick to win this game outright beforehand, but now that you have a reeling Cal team who didn't finish the season well at all, losing two of their last three and then a blowout loss to SMU, now they're looking at either their third-string quarterback or their fourth-string quarterback, a freshman, to play in this bowl game. I mean, it's going to be party time anyway with Gronk hosting the LA Bowl. But I'm looking at this like, give me UNLV here. Give me the Rebels getting those 2 points. Now, I can't believe the money is moving in favor of Cal. That just seems a little backwards there. I think the wrong team's favored. Let's look at that total because I know that that got it's up there pretty high. Yeah, 50.5. It's actually been bet down from 51.5 where the line opened. This is just your typical, you know, former Pac-12 school, now ACC Cal. You also got a Power 5 UNLV team who's accustomed to putting up a lot of points. I mean, let's just look at their last few games here. 41 against San Diego State, 38 against Nevada, 29 against a win. Nail biter, 29-27 against Hawaii. And then Cal actually scores more points with that quarterback we talked about who's not there anymore. 46 against Wake Forest, 44 against Oregon State. But if I kind of agree with the slight line movement here. I think of the total should be bet down, knowing that Mendoza is out for this game, as is the backup quarterback for Cal. He's uncertain to where And oh, by the way, I had these numbers pulled up here. It's pretty brutal for the old Cal Bears. Mendoza had over 3,000 yards passing on the season, 16 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Then you go to their game stats, and of course, he's all over it. But their backup quarterback, who played against SMU, had 100 yards with a quarterback rating of 16. Quarterback rating of 16, and he led the stats. So something happened there with Mendoza. but whatever was going on there, it's not good for the Cal Bears. So that's why I'm going with the Rebels any and every way. And if I had to lean on the total, I would probably go on the under. Okay, let's get on to our next college football bowl game, and that is the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. Tulane, the Green Wave, we can't get away from the Green Wave, taking on the Florida Gators. Okay, so this line opened up with Florida being your 9.5-point favorite, and money continues to rush in on the Gators. It's getting bet all the way up to 14, a solid 2 touchdown and an extra point favorite. Gators were really looking tough there early in season, mid-season, but they turned things around. They're 7-5 now. Tulane coming off a tough loss in their conference championship game to SMU. They're still sitting at 9-4. A little surprised here. I think there's going to be some more coming out about who's thinking about hitting the transfer portal. Unfortunately, that's where we're at right now with college football. A lot of these players, and you're seeing it just kind of how it goes. These teams from the Power 5 conferences or the AAC, you know, not one of the Power 4, I guess, now. Those guys, if they have a good season, they want to hit that portal as soon as they can. They don't want to risk injury. They want to protect their NIL rating, their name, image, likeness rating. You can get that on On3 and other websites out there. So, like, if you're a quarterback and you threw for over 2,000 yards, pretty solid numbers, you know, you can be looking at knocking down a couple $1 million if you want to take the leap and then play for a Big 12 school, play for an SEC school that following year. That's just where it's at. And I have a feeling that's what's going on with Tulane. They lost their conference championship, and now you're going to see some of that attrition like you always do from those lower conference games. And let's be honest here. Florida, they're feeling pretty good about themselves, winning their last 3 against LSU, Ole Miss in a really good game, 24-17, and then taking care of business, knocking off their rival, Florida State, 31-21. That's a nice little win to end the season. I get it. I get why the line's up there, but I just don't know if I like a full 2 touchdowns. My goodness, that's quite the reaction. So if I had to bet this one, which I'm probably not, just going to be honest with you, I'm probably going to stay away from this one. I'd probably take the Green Wave to hang in there until I hear some definitive news about players hitting the portal. I like the Green Wave. I've liked Tulane this entire season. And for whatever reason, I'm always hating on the SEC teams. And I'm hating on the Gators here. I was never a believer in Florida. That win over Ole Miss, that has me raising my eyebrows a little bit here. I get it. But nope. It's too many points. Full 2 touchdowns. There's too many factors. going on in a bowl game like this. I mean, a team like Florida, are they really going to get up for the Gasparilla Bowl? You know, there's been seasons where they have not. So that's why I'm leaning towards the green wave. Up against it, but we got to take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Stock and Rod Company, an outdoor lifestyle brand for those seeking adventure. Whether it's hunting, fishing, hiking, they got you covered. Visit stockandrod.com to get your wild game on. And I know I saw a post they put out on X and Instagram. They can still guarantee you gifts and all that stuff mailed if you get an order in today. So, yeah, visit stockandrod.com if you want to be sure to get your Christmas gifts in the mail and have Santa deliver them on time. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
Juvenile delinquent in the offseason in his major league debut. Into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside.
WTL.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. You know what that stands for? Where's the Line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, and we got the J.O. back. We got him back here, Jeremy Odom. Now, he's not only the host of the Bottom Five podcast, which is just hilarious in its entirety, but he also has the Laugh With Me podcast that's gaining more and more traction. It's always ranking. It's always ranking on all the comedy podcast platforms, and he's got some really good guests. He had another one on here this last week. Name's escaping me. Funny dude. And he's interviewing another funny dude. So it's just a fun show to be a part of or to listen to, tune into. So if you haven't already, give that a look out. But Jeremy, without further ado, give us your bottom five and give us those bottom five bets.
Well, thank you, fellas. Welcome to your bottom five for week 15. If you're unfamiliar with what we do here at the Bottom Five podcast, it's real simple. It's the NFL's reverse power rankings put together by your boy, J.O. You can hear the whole podcast where I break down all five teams on the Bottom Five podcast. You can find anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Here's the deal. It's not as simple as just sorting wins and losses and finding the team with the most or the least amount of losses and ranking them. No. It's not that simple. Sometimes the vibes tell the story of what's going on with the team. Sometimes injuries can cause some concern, right? And really shake up a team. Take the Jacksonville Jaguars, for example. That's a football team that, yes, hasn't performed well all season long. We know. They had big plans and expectations going into the year. They had just signed Trevor Lawrence to a monster contract. Things haven't worked out, but that team continued to fight. That was a team that still from week to week, you thought might be able to hang in there and beat the team against them. And then franchise quarterback goes down. Vibes aren't as high anymore. So that's the kind of team that may find themselves back in the bottom five. Take the New England Patriots, for example. That's a team with what, three wins? That's a team with a lot of excitement. They have grown this season. That's a team that finally is believing in their young quarterback and building around. They've got a good defense. The coaching staff finally, despite calling his team soft early on and getting some slack for it, frankly, this team is fighting week to week, and you kind of wonder, is this a team that might surprise some folks next season? I mean, they're going to get another high draft pick. So you never know who they're going to be able to add and make some differences. So that's the kind of team I look at and I go, I don't think they're one of the five worst teams in the NFL right now. Yes, they are when you just sort the losses. But as far as the vibes and kind of the momentum and the trajectory of this football team, no. But I'm here to give you the five worst teams. And I'm also going to give you the five best bets based on those matchups for week 15. 15. Let's get right to it. But before we do, one more time, before we do, I just want to just quickly just take a victory lap because I went 3-2 last week. If you're trailing my five best bets, you followed the trends, and you went 3-2, you're plus money betting the bottom five. I told you, the Jets on the road will hit the over 75% of the time. What'd they do? Jets at Dolphins, they hit the over. They crushed the over. I told you that the Chicago Bears, 0-5 on the road on hitting the over. And what'd they do? They smashed the under. So here's the deal, guys. Follow me, okay? Follow the leader. We're going to get you some winners here. Let's hit the bottom five, week 15. And we are going to start with number five, your Jacksonville Jaguars. They've got a home game this week against the New York Jets. And I got a feeling we're going to talk about the Jets again in just a little bit. But here's the deal with the Jaguars. Yes, this is a football team not quite going in the right direction. They have some question marks a lot of places in their roster currently, and that's just because the season hasn't quite gone their way. But then as soon as the franchise quarterback goes down, as soon as QB1 is done for the season, anything goes. That's when you start to see them, you know, play some guys that maybe they wouldn't have played just to get some tape on them, just to see what they can do and, you know, maybe shake it up. Sometimes that works. Other times it doesn't. And when you're in a position where it just doesn't appear like the head coach is going to make it out alive, well, that a lot of times that generally means it's not going to work. This happens to be one of those situations where I believe the head coach is not going to come out alive. And I don't mean he's actually going to have a funeral. I just mean he's going to be looking for a new job next season. The Jaguars. So the Jets, they are the favorites on the road. You don't see that very often. They are a 3.5-point favorite on the road. And we are going to do a quick search here, right? Because as the away team, what are the Jets this season against the spread? They're not very good. They are 2-4. They are 2-4. But that's the thing. When you factor in that they're up against a home team that is also poor against the spread, they are 2-2-1. It's essentially, as far as like the gambling trends go against the spread, it's kind of a toss-up. I'm going to go with the vibes on this one and take the Jets at -3.5 as one of my best bets, the Jacksonville Jaguars at number five on the bottom five in week 15. Number four, it is your Chicago Bears. Andy, your Bears are awful, but you get to watch them on Monday Night Football, baby, and that in itself is a gift that just keeps on giving, right? Not only do you get to wait all night for Monday night. Is that the song? No, that's Sunday night, isn't it? All right, never mind. You get to wait all night for Monday night to watch your Bears go at the Minnesota Vikings, a team that's just on an absolute tear. Dude, your team. We've got a monster trend here, though, that is going to help us out. Remember last week, I told you the Chicago Bears 0-5 on the road hitting over. Those trends will continue. The Chicago Bears will absolutely not take care of business on hitting the over against the Vikes for some reason. And in fact, they have all those weapons. The Bears cannot score. The Vikings look like a team that is destined to make a run to the first round of the playoffs and then hit the offseason quick. But I like this one with hitting the under, which is sitting at 43.5 currently. Number three, the New York Giants in the week 15 bottom five. They are playing at home against the Baltimore Ravens. Now, the Giants are 2-5 against the spread at home. Okay? Here's the deal. 2-5 at home against the spread. And you might say, oh, easy money, right? What's the spread? It's 16 points. 16 points. This is one of those deals where I would always say take the double point underdog, especially in the NFL. So with that being said, this does appear to be a situation where I can't take the Giants. I'm going to take the Giants. I love plus 16. I think it beats the trend, and they go 3-5 against the spread at home. 16 points, really. It's the NFL. Number two, it's your Las Vegas Raiders. They are the second worst team in the NFL heading into week 15, and they are playing at home on Monday Night Football against the Atlanta Falcons. Now, the Falcons are favored, right? They're a four-point favorite here. But here's the thing. The Raiders are 2-3 at home against the spread. The Falcons are a team that have been struggling, but Kirk Cousins, he's found a little bit of excitement in those primetime games this year. Remember, in Minnesota, and even before that, he wasn't exactly the guy that stepped up to the plate during prime time. They've been struggling. I see them bouncing back, especially against the Raiders, and I do like the Falcons at -4. I think the trends also back that up. And number one, the worst team in the NFL heading into week number 5, it is your New York Jets. They are playing at the Jaguars. We kind of talked about that a little bit, but here's a stat. Here's a stat that is going to give you so much confidence that this might be your best bet of the week. The Jets are hitting 80% of the over when they play on the road. They're playing at the Jaguars. They're playing against a team that has nothing to prove. All they are going to do is score points along with you. This game, this Jets-Jaguars game, means absolutely nothing outside of Jacksonville and outside of Jets fans in New York, if they even still care. So they're going to be scoring like crazy. The stats show it's going to happen. 80% of the time this hits. If there's a best bet, it's the Jets Jaguars hit the over 40.5 on Sunday. Week 15, baby. 5 best bets. I just know I'm going to come back next week and be like, guess what? We went 4-1. What do you guys think, fellas?
Well, what do I think? Well, Jeremy, I like how you you lean more towards the vibes. You like the vibes when you're talking teams. And hey, if you can take a victory lap, take it. Going 3-2, love that. It was in total agreement with you last week over the Bears not hitting that over. And I am again this week. They're totally going to hit that under on Monday night against the Minnesota Vikings, who for some reason are just having a phenomenal season. Looks like they made the right move, shipping off Kirk Cousins. And they kind of got back at him last week. I also like your take with the Jaguars taking on the Jets. You know, why would you take the Jets to cover 3.5 points? Well, it's because they're taking on the number 5 bottom team, the Jaguars. And this just seems to be a time or a spot where Aaron Rodgers will like rise up and just beat the tar out of a team that's just down and out. Like you mentioned, probably going to lose their coach here during the offseason. And this is just a spot for him to kind of build his capital moving into next season. So I like the Jets there too. And I haven't said that very often this year. So Jeremy, thank you once again. Better take a minute here to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that's the Nebraska Brewing Company, world-class in every glass. Don't go anywhere, because this is WTL.
This Saturday, I will go on national television, live. I will say horrible things on the air. Despicable things. And people will call me brave.
WTL.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. Where's the Line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen. Going solo this week, Jabron, the Parlay Pounder's a little under the weather. And of course, it's that time of year, you know, we're getting into mid-December. So you got to take care of yourselves out there. You know, you got to be healthy. A little chicken noodle soup ought to get Jabron back on track. We should get him back for next week. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun watching the college football playoffs. And then, of course, getting into the final couple of weeks of the NFL season. Speaking of the NFL season, I got a couple games that I feel like we just got to talk about. A sneaky, really good game, and then the game that everybody's talking about. But let's start with one that I think a lot of folks in our listening area are already going to be tuned into, and that is the Indianapolis Colts versus the Denver Broncos. Broncos have to be one of the surprise teams of the NFL this year. Everyone kind of laughed at how the coach shipped off Russell Wilson, who's having a fine season coming off injury for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But Bo Nix, you know, he turns the ball over here and there, but all in all, he's about to eclipse 3,000 passing yards, and he's led this team to an 8-5 record thus far. And let me tell you what, these are two of the teams that are experiencing some playoff droughts. Denver, 8 seasons since they've been to the playoffs. They haven't been to a playoff game since they won the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 50, against the Carolina Panthers. Go on down the list, not too far. The Colts, they haven't been to the playoffs in 3 seasons. And that's exactly what's going on here. You have the Dolphins, the Ravens, the Colts, and the Broncos, and Chargers are all vying for these wild card spots. And here we are, week 15. League has extended it to week 17. So you might get some gimmies there with teams that already have it locked up, like the Bills. You know, they might have some starters sit out. But all in all, this is a very close race. So this is a big game here for both franchises going down the stretch. Let's get into the betting lines. Denver opened as a 4.5-point favorite. Not much movement. I'm seeing a consensus point spread of 4. Denver is still your 4-point favorite, and that makes a lot of sense to me. We're at home. We're in Denver. Colts have kind of been going back and forth with their quarterback. I think Richardson, after his he got bored, or I don't even know what he was talking about there at midseason. He seems to have gotten back within good graces with the franchise, but he still has a upside down touchdown to interception ratio, 7 touchdowns to 9 picks. That gives him a quarterback rating of 48.4 on the season. Not exactly the guy you want leading your team when you're trying to close out a playoff race. And they are a game under 500. It's just that the South, yeah, you know, there's opportunities there. We'll just leave it with that. And let's tip a cap to the Colts. When there was opportunities, they took advantage. They are 2-3 of their last 3 games, knocking off the Jets, knocking off the New England Patriots, only dropping the game sandwiched there in the middle to the Detroit Lions. And guess what? A lot of teams have been dropping games to the Detroit Lions this season. On the other side, Denver, they just continue to take care of business. Yes, about a month ago, they lost a pair of games to the Baltimore Ravens, and then a wacky heartbreaker. You're in Kansas City. Of course, the Chiefs are going to out-chief you, and that's exactly what they did. Winning that one 16-14 on a blocked field goal. But since that time, rattled off 3 wins in a row over the Falcons, Las Vegas Raiders, and then the Cleveland Browns. Really put it on the Browns, 41-32. And it just feels like this offense they've hit another gear. To say that they're clicking now, that's a little bit of an understatement. So I get why the point spread is there at 4, and I actually like Denver here. They're at home, all those reasons. You got way more consistent quarterback play from Bo Nix versus Richardson here. It does worry me that Denver doesn't have that stable of running backs that you'd like to see. And when they've gone on their runs, they usually have a more than capable back or a back by committee. they can look to. And then on the other side, I really like the running backs. Jonathan Taylor, obviously, but he's kind of underperformed this year. And a lot of that has to do with, you can trace it to when Flacco is in there, his numbers go up. When Richardson's in there, his numbers go down. Well, looks like Richardson's going to be back in there. For all those reasons, I like Denver at home. Cover that 4. Yes, would like to see that at 3, but that's not the way it's going. It is getting bet down a little bit here and there, but for the most part, it's going to be north of a field goal. Total has been bet up an entire point, so not much, to 44.5. That makes a lot of sense with what I've been saying about Denver's offense. It's just that I'm a little worried about the Colts' offense here and their inconsistencies. Even with that being said, give them a break with Detroit, where they only put up 6 points a couple of weeks ago. They put up 28 against the Jets. They put up 25 against New England. They put up 20 against Buffalo. Buffalo's a good defense. Yes, they lost that game a month ago, but they made it competitive, and they put up 3 scores, you know, or 3 touchdowns, you know, unless there's a pair of field goals there, but 20 points nevertheless. So with that being said, it does feel like this total could be had. The over, I kind of like the over here because I think both of these teams need to make a statement. Both have better offenses down the stretch here. Really like what Denver's been able to do offensively, really all season. It hasn't been, when you see Bo Nix scramble for 15, 20 yards, you know, in the clutch, it just looks like he's running for his life. But give the young man a lot of credit. He stepped in there and he's done a whale of a job. This game's going to be over on CBS. That's going to be your 2:25 kickoff. I think it's going to be a good one. Very fun matchup. And I just felt we had to talk about it. Got a lot of Denver Bronco fans out there. And give me the Broncos. Not only covering, but I like the over. Why not? Now let's get to the game that everybody's got their eyeballs on. This is the Buffalo Bills heading on to Motor City, Detroit to take on the Lions, who are 12-1. 12-1. Buffalo just lost that heartbreaker. They are 10-3. But let me tell you, Josh Allen locked up. He locked up the MVP. He's at a -400 right now in futures on the Warhorse Sportsbook betting app. Next closest, Saquon Barkley at a +400. And oh, by the way, Jared Goff, Detroit's quarterback, he's fourth in the standings. He's fourth in line right now. He's at a +1300. But that just setting the table here for the type of game that we're going to be treated to. A lot of people are saying, and I think they're right, this could very easily be the preview to the Super Bowl here. I would not be surprised one bit if we see Buffalo taking on Detroit. The way Detroit just can grind out victories, you know, sometimes they don't cover. They've been covering a lot more than they haven't been covering, though, this year. But even when they don't, they still figure out a way to win these gut check games. And that's exactly what we're going to have here in Detroit. Detroit opened as a 2.5-point favorite, just under that field goal. You got to love that. You got to love that. And this line has not moved. It hasn't moved much at all. As a consensus across the books, MGM Grand, Warhorse, still has it at 2.5. It's so hard to bet against Detroit. And Buffalo, they've been so good this year, but they showed you last week they can play really good and still lose a game down the stretch. And the exact opposite has happened the entire season for Detroit. That's why I like Detroit here. I like Detroit covering that 2.5. Hey, they just beat the Packers by 3. They beat the Packers by 3, didn't they? Beat the Bears by 3. Should have beat the Bears by a lot more than that. But both those games are a case in point where maybe they didn't cover, but they won the game. On the other side, the highest scoring game of the season, the Buffalo Bills got down but made a frantic comeback on the LA Rams. Highest scoring game of the season, 44-42, but still figured out a way to lose. Okay, you erase that loss. Oh, they looked good against. They looked really good against San Francisco. They looked really good against Kansas City. And they beat up on Indianapolis at home 4 weeks ago, a month ago. But they're 4-5. They are 4-5 out of the last 5. Detroit, on the other hand, they're 5-0. their last five. Here they are at home, going to be under the roof at Ford Field. And that's just kind of been their MO, right? Win by a field goal, win by three, figure it out. That's just kind of been Detroit's, it's what Detroit does. So I'm not going to go against the grain here. I like the Lions. Looking at that total, it's been bet up to 54.5. You get it. You understand why it's getting bet up like that. Just look at the totals here. Last three games, Buffalo scores 30 against Kansas City, 35 on San Francisco, and 42 against the Rams, who maybe they're playing better defense than what we kind of thought they might be. Detroit, on the other hand, you know, yes, they put up 52 points against Jacksonville a month ago, but since that time, you know, 24 against Indianapolis, 23 against Chicago. That should have been a game where they, and maybe I'm not giving them a fair shake there against my Bears, who deservedly are in the bottom five right now on Jeremy Odom's bottom five, where they just got control of the game and it just appeared closer than what it was. But you still would have liked to have seen that offense score more than 23 points. With that being said, this feels like an over. This feels like a classic Big 12 type of a game, if you want to compare it to a college game, where you're going to have two offenses that want to showcase who they are, what they are. Give us that Super Bowl preview, maybe. So I like the over. Why not? Bet it up. It's going up. Get it as soon as you can. Otherwise, you know, it's going to get kind of goofy there, like a 56 or a 57. I can still stomach it. I can pinch my nose here at 54.5. So give me Detroit. Give me the 2.5. I like the over as well. Well, that'll about do it for us here at WTL. Be sure to follow us on ESPN Tri-City Radio and their Facebook page. We're always putting out short little videos there. We're also on X. I've been having a lot of fun with our YouTube channel as well. Views continue to grow. We also get on that YouTube podcast. I don't know. Do people really get on YouTube to watch a podcast? Oh, they do. So that's why we do it. We got to thank Jeremy Odom once again for hopping on and giving us the bottom five of the NFL and the bottom five bets. Went 3-2 last week. He's predicting 4-1 this week. And hey, I can see that. I can see that. We're getting better and better as a show, as a program, across the board. And the J.O.'s right there. Thank you all for listening. My name's Andy Klassen, and this has been WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.